Our call to worship this morning, we're drawn again to 2 Peter chapter 1, which we've been dealing with over the past several weeks about things that should be chorused together in our life. Last week, we looked at the phrase, read it to verse 7, brotherly kindness. And then we come to the last of these in this list of notes that make together a chorus, and it's the word charity. Actually, it's the word agape, which means love of the will. Love of the will. You know, when I think about how God loved us, we're very unloving creatures, are we not? There's not anything in us that we should be loved of anybody. We're wicked. We're vile. We are totally steeped in ourselves. And yet God did what? He loved us. He loved us. Not because of something in us, but because of His will. His will, He loved us. And then God says here in verse 7, we are to likewise take His love and exercise that toward others. Charity, as it's called here. For if these things be in you, and what? Abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. These things must be chorused together in our lives. They must be chorused together in our lives if we are going to be fruitful and not barren. You know, one of the great things about being a Christian is I don't have to do it in my own strength. Amen? I don't have to do it in my own strength. I have got the Almighty Holy Spirit of God living within me. So, can I chorus together these things? Add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance. That simply means to say no to the flesh. And to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. Whenever I pair all of these six things together, what happens? I have a sound that is pleasing and a blessing to others. But if any one of these things are not like they're supposed to be, it's just like a trumpet being out of tune. A trumpet has four slides on it. Every one of the valves has a slide. And you know why? One of the things that a trumpeter has to learn is listen. As he's playing with a group, he's listening to what's in the group, and he notices, I'm a little sharp on that note. When I press my first valve down, I'm sharp. So what do? You take the slide and you pull it out. That flattens the note. Or if the third valve is a little bit off, maybe it's flat, maybe I've got it too far out, I push it in. The trumpet is always being adjusted. When we go for a concert, we tune to the piano because we're going to be playing with the piano. We have to adjust the notes. The main tuning slide has to be adjusted. The same thing is true for the Christian. As you live your life here in this world, you're constantly adjusting to the tune of this book. This book right here. Constantly adjusting to the tune. Not adjusting to people's opinions. Not adjusting to our ideas, concepts, but to this blessed book. What's the last thing that's mentioned in this long list? Love. What kind of love? By the way, the previous love, brotherly kindness, is the word Philadelphia. Have you heard that word before? Philadelphia? Phileo kind of love. So we have phileo kind of love and we have agape kind of love. We have our love, tenderness, and God's love chorused together so that we can reach out to those that are out there in the world, those that are within our church, that we can be an effective witness and testimony to them. And so may God help us. You can look at it two ways. When you think of chorusing together, it's instruments all together in one spot, playing, blending our voices. Or it can be a chord with several notes that are played that all mesh together, that all fit together. The one center is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. And we chorus our faith with all of these things centered upon Jesus Christ. May God help us as we come together today, to worship whom? Each other? No. To worship the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's get our hearts and minds off of ourselves, and let's get our hearts and minds upon the Lord Jesus Christ today. That means putting aside a lot of things that like to raise their head. We have to put that aside, and we have to focus our attention upon the Lord Jesus Christ.